Thank you. Thank you, Randy. Thank you, each and every member of the worship team. Jesus is the sweetest name of all. I'm glad to see you here this morning. We're still in the morning. And we have some sick people. It's the reason. It's the season. And I hope everybody will be fine so we can see them very soon. Today, I have a subject I preached about 14 years ago. You heard, I've been here since a long time. I just remember it's about 48 years. And I am thankful that the Lord has given me this life. And I dedicated this life to Him when I was almost 24 years. And you know what? I've never regretted 1 minute. It's so good to walk with God. It's so good to be a little child learning how to live. And we're still all little children. As you see this morning, Jesus called the disciples children. And how this is how much He loves us. So today, as I said 14 years ago, I spoke about this subject. How about a subject? Breakfast with Jesus. I think you all had breakfast, but breakfast with Jesus. Would you open with me your Bibles to John chapter 21? John chapter 21, verse 1. After these things, Jesus manifested Himself or appeared again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And He manifested Himself in this way. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas, Nathanael of Cana of Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two others of His disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will also come with you." They went fishing. And they spent the whole night. They caught nothing. And when the day was now breaking, Jesus stood on the beach. Yet the disciples did not know that He was Jesus. Jesus therefore said to them, here we go, children, you do not have any fish, do you? They answered Him, no. And He said to them, cast the net on the right-hand side of the boat, and you will find a catch. What a great God we have. They cast therefore, and then they were not able to haul all what's in the net because the great number of the fish. That disciples, keep that in mind, that disciple therefore whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord. And so when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put his outer garments on, for he was stripped, and threw himself into the sea. And so then they threw the nets. He told them, did you catch anything? They said, no. He said, throw the net on the right hand and you will catch. some fish. They did. They obeyed. They did. And they caught 153 fish there. Simon Peter, verse 11, went up and drew the net to land full of large fish. And they counted them, 153. Then Jesus was standing on the shore of that lake and said to them, come and have breakfast. As if he's saying to us, come and have breakfast. If you had breakfast this morning, I hope it's light, because the Lord Jesus is going to give us a good breakfast. The only thing that I regret is I wasn't there to have that breakfast, a breakfast of a lifetime. Jesus said to them, come and have breakfast. You know, I was still going without my notes, but you know, I better, in case I forget something. He said, but when Jesus said that, notice, none of the disciples dared or ventured to question him, who you are. Most of them did not know him, did not recognize the voice. But one person recognized the voice. One person. He does not give us his name here, because he's the one who wrote the whole Gospel of John. Now, who is he? Yeah, thank you. You helped me. A question. Why he was the only one to realize and to recognize the voice of Jesus? This is not a quiz, but I will give you my own opinion about that. This young man, he was the youngest, and he had a very tender personality according to the historical facts or historical writings. And when he heard the voice, children, did you catch anything? You know, John said, that's the voice of the Lord. And how come they did not recognize the voice? Only one, John. One thing. After I researched it, John was always, wherever Jesus goes, he goes after him. When he sits, he puts his head on Jesus' chest. He was like a little child to Jesus. And when you are so close to Jesus, even you hear the palpitation of his heart, and he was so close, so that he knew when Jesus talked to him, when Jesus said anything, he was always aware what Jesus said, or when Jesus was talking, he was the one to understand him, to obey him, and to rejoice in whatever he said. He was close to Jesus. And when you're close to Jesus, you will hear his voice. That's what I'm driving at. Are you close to Jesus? Am I close to Jesus? Are we close to Jesus? He was close with him as long as they were together. John, you will find John sitting and leaning his head on the shoulder or chest of Jesus Christ. May the Lord help us. That's what I wanted to bring this point. Help us to walk closely with Jesus. then whatever he says, we will hear. And whenever he speaks, we can tell this is Jesus. You know, if you live with someone for a long time and you don't see them and you hear the voice, you know that person. Oh yeah, I know him. I know his voice. Do we know his voice? Come and have breakfast. They came. They left the boats. And you know one thing? This is the last time they go back to the boats. That's old life. And we'll know why. Come. They came. They found a barbecue. Oh boy, that breakfast I missed. Fish, bread, the barbecue is going. Come and have breakfast with me. Did you ever think Jesus is a good cook? He did. I'm not. He said, hey, come and have breakfast. And there were a barbecue, a fire, bread and fish. Let me ask you a question. Where did Jesus get the bread and the fish and the barbecue and all of this? Where did he get them from? He didn't go fishing. He was standing waiting for them to come with their Lord. We have a God who does miracles. He can order the fish, and he can order the bread, and he can order all the barbecue utensils that he needs to give us the best breakfast of our lives. That's Jesus. This is the one we're talking about this morning. And some people, some theologians question that and they discuss it and so on. Okay, let the theologians that are here, I hope they agree with me, theologian Dean and Ken and Bill and some others. You went to theology schools. What did you come up with? The answer is, he who fed, my answer to you, he who fed 2 million people in the wilderness on a daily basis for so much time, so many times, okay, is able to feed 7 disciples for a simple breakfast as fish and bread. You have a great God. We had a miraculous God. We have a God who can supply your needs, whatever they are, if you walk with him and seek his face. He did. Do we have to question it? Come on. I bet you it was the best fish and the best bread ever been cooked in the world. This is our God. This is your God. This is the breakfast that they enjoyed and they did not dream of. And that's why I said, I wish I was there. But all of this, catching the fish, 153, in a place where they tried all night long and they didn't get anything. Catching the fish, barbecuing. And then after, when he was barbecuing, he said, bring some fish with you also. So he wanted them to feel that they are part of this breakfast. That's our Jesus. That's our God. that he comes down to our level. Even when he was born, he came down to our level. He wants to be our friend. When he called them, he said, children. Though he was denied by Peter, and when he was crucified, all the disciples went and hid, and they left him. But his heart, as we heard this morning, he is a loving God. I want to tell you this morning, Jesus loves you. Period. You're sitting here on a chair and you're hearing me. I have a message for you. Jesus loves you. I don't want to add anything to that. Remember that he is ready to be with you, to help you. Whatever you go through, wherever you are, he is available to lift you up and help you in your life. But all this aside, Jesus had a plan for this breakfast. He had a plan especially for Peter. When the women went to visit the tomb the morning he rose from the death, when they went to visit the tomb, an angel said to them, "Why are you looking for Jesus? He's not amongst the dead. But go to Galilee, as he said, which is the lake, and he'll meet you there. But please tell Peter. Please tell Peter." And so Peter was told, and he was there because this is his business, is fishing. Why? Because he has an appointment with Peter. And he wanted to talk to Peter after he denied him a little while ago. And after they finished the breakfast, he said, "Peter, can I see you for a minute?" My simple study, I don't think Jesus Christ wanted to talk to him in front of everyone because there was something personal. But Jesus knows very well our make, knows how to deal with people, knows how to protect and respect them. And he said, "Peter, can we talk a little bit?" That's why I believe the presence of Jesus and the invite for a breakfast with him. And during the meeting, so Peter came, for the lack of time, Peter came and met with Jesus. Let me draw your attention. If you read John and you read what the Lord told him, Peter was trembling and said, "What is he going on? I denied him. Now he's going to talk to me about..." Listen to this. Jesus did not open the subject of Peter's denial. Huh? If we were to take Peter, "You have to understand, you denied the Lord. You should be ashamed of yourself." He did not. Because he still loves him. Nor his Peter's plans. You came back and you are fishing and trying to forget. Your conscience, he never told him this. Nothing was mentioned about the past. The Lord is reminding us how to deal with situations, especially friends, brothers, sisters, how to deal with each other. He never brought the subject of Peter's denial. Nothing was mentioned about his past. And I may I draw your attention, this is the way God deals with us. Let me remind you, when you came to the Lord, when you gave your life to Him, when you became a believer that day, maybe 10 years ago, 20 years, 30, 40 years, did He bring your sins before you and said, you've done this, I've done that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Did He do that? When you came to Him and gave your life to Him, gave your heart to Him, and that day you became a believer, a new person, what did He say? And your sins, I remember no more. Whatever they are, only Jesus can do it. No other God, no other prophet. Only Jesus, because He did one thing. He went to the cross, died, and paid with His own blood. Why should we open? Why should we open the subject? I died for that. And I paid for it with my own blood. You know, it reminds me of the woman who was caught in adultery. It's in the Bible, John chapter 8. And they brought her, all the bigwigs. They brought her in before Jesus. They had the stones because it says when someone commits adultery, you stone them. They had the stones. And they stood before Him. Said, okay, He knows what it is. What's the matter? She was caught in adultery. Ah. He looked at them, Paul, bowed on the floor, started writing something. And while writing, when He finished, He saw them one by one, dropping, you can hear it on the floor, dropping the stones, pop, 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 turning around and leaving. Don't you want to stone her? He told them, who's without a sin? Any one of you, let him start. This is the lesson. Let him start. They left. He asked her, the Lord asked her, I said, where are they? He was standing there. Where are they? Those who wanted to stone you and kill you. She said, they're gone. Lord, she said, Lord. She believed in Him. Lord, they're all gone. Did they judge you? No one judged me. Well, He looked at her, He said, neither do I judge you. This is the Jesus we have. This is the God we believe in. Neither would I judge you. And I want to add something. It's not in the Bible. What I think. He said, for your sin, I'm on my way to Jerusalem. And there I am going to be crucified and I will pay for your sin. Peter, do you love me? Oh, I love you, Lord. First time. Feed my sheep. Next time, they're still alone talking. Peter, do you love me? Oh, I love you. Yes, I said, oh, tend to my sheep. Third time, Peter, do you love me? Peter didn't know what to say. He says, Lord, I do love you. You know everything. You know that I denied you. You know my make. You know how I live. The Lord told him, go and shepherd my sheep. And since that moment, since that breakfast, since that meeting, Peter left the boat, left everything, got the disciples, and 12 of them went to the world and changed the world. And it says they turned the world upside down. These are the people who ran away, fearful. They were hidden. They went to the room that they used to meet in, and there they closed the door and they closed the windows. He did not even bring the subject. Nothing was mentioned to Peter. Nothing was mentioned to you, to everyone who came to Jesus and admitted and confessed their sins. Did Jesus say, well, let's talk? No. Neither do I judge you. Peter, what are we going to do with after that? You know, shortly after, Peter stood against those people who crucified the Lord Jesus Christ and told them, you have crucified Jesus Christ. You better repent. You better admit. You better confess your sins. Come to Jesus. First message he did, he won 3,000 people to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's Peter. That's when God gave him the strength to go forward. You know one thing, when we fall, he does not beat us. That's loving Jesus. He does not even say anything, but come unto me and I will give you rest. What's the result of the breakfast? It's no more going fishing. Let's go fish. Because he said, let's remember. He said, I will make you fisher of men. And guess what? It ended. For the lack of time, I'll stop here. But I want to present to you share it with you, a poem. Someone who experienced that wrote it. I don't know who. I know one thing, that Jesus is the most loving person you can experience in your life. And if you don't know him as your Savior, as your God, as your friend, come to him this morning and give him your life, and he'll wipe every sin you have made in your life. Wipe out. And you start a new life. And you will enjoy walking with him. Someone titled this, what I want to read to you, The Master of My Boat. Or the master of my life, if you want. I owned a little boat a while ago and sailed the morning sea without a fear. And whither any breeze might fairly blow, I steered my little craft far or near. Mine was the boat, mine the air, and mine the sea, nor mine a care. My boat became my place of mighty toil. I sailed at evening to be fishing ground. At morn my boat was freighted with the spoil, which my all-conquering work had found. Mine was the boat, and mine the net, and mine the skill and power to get. One day there came along that silent shore, while I my net was casting in the sea, a man who spoke as never man before. I followed him. New life began in me. Mine was the boat. But his voice, his the voice, and his the call, yet mine the choice. Ah, 'twas a fearful night out on the lake, and all my skill availed not at the helm. Till him asleep, I waked, crying, "Take thou the helm, lest water overwhelm." And his, at that time, his, the boat, and his, the sea, and his, the peace over all and me. Once from the boat, he taught the curious throng, then bade me cast my net into the sea. I murmured, but obeyed. Not was it long before the catch amazed and humbled me. His was the boat, and his the skill, and his the catch, and his my will. Are you still holding to your boat? Let it go. I bet you Peter never went back to fish again because he had a better job. He was working for Jesus. He parted with the old life. And as I read, his was the boat. His the skill, his the catch, and his my will. Let's pray. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Our Father, we just give you ourselves today. From this simple word, help us to follow you. This is what you told these disciples, when you recruited them, just follow me. Help us to follow you today. And as we leave this place, to think, who is my God? If he's Jesus, may God bless. If he's not, he is tenderly calling you to leave everything and follow him. Bless each and every one, and let us remember that you are God who forgives and a God who loves and God who directs our future and our destiny. We give you this moment to speak to our hearts. And help us, Lord, when we go home, to remember what we heard. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The meeting is over. God bless you. Thank you for listening.